I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper now says a state representative accused of sexual harassment at the Capitol should step down. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Hickenlooper had not yet called for Representative Steve Lubsock's resignation, even though other top Democrats, including Speaker of the House Chrisanta Duran, did.
Well, when first asked, I didn't know the facts.
Our reporting has uncovered 11 people who are alleging Lubsock harassed, intimidated, or made unwanted sexual advances against them.
As the facts become apparent, certainly he should resign.
Lubsock is also running for state treasurer. On Monday, House and Senate leaders unveiled new policies for reporting sexual harassment. The governor says any policy must have consequences for specific actions. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Meantime, Democratic Representative Faith Winter, who is among the accusers we first reported on, says she intends to file a formal complaint at the capitol. A clean air advocate has filed a defamation suit against the city of Colorado Springs and several officials, alleging they tried to hurt her reputation after she spoke about pollution from a city-owned power plant. The Gazette reports Linda Weiss of Monument, Leslie Weiss of Monument, filed suit yesterday. The paper said city officials didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. And George Brockler has decided not to run for governor, but rather attorney general. The switch was expected after Republican Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman announced last week she was entering the race for governor. Brockler is the district attorney who prosecuted the Aurora Theater case. This is 91.5 KRCC News.